Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. It's a massive sports Friday, a triple game night. Is on the way here with the Rangers, Stars, and the Mavericks. Let's talk about a general at your service. Brian brought us to my right, although he just walked out of the studio for one reason or another, the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive.
He's getting those straps.
Yes, he's ready to rock. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. LA Live shifting to the 5 o'clock segment tonight because at 5:40, normal LA Live time, we'll be talking with Jared Sandler, getting ready for the Rangers pregame, which is at 6 o'clock this evening. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch as they visit Kansas City. There's Wolchuk and Schiaffalo, your nosebleed brothers, ready to rock. And Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How the heck you guys doing?
Couldn't be better, dude. I'm fired up. I mean, it's a Friday night that is just filled with high-stakes sports right here. Double clincher opportunity. Man, it really couldn't be any better.
Yes, Caitlin Clark getting ready to rock as well. You know, so there's so much awesome stuff in the sports air. Just to, set the scene here on the major developing breaking news stories. Darvin Ham, Dunsky there after two seasons with the Lakers. Dolphins and OBJ on a one-year deal. Okay, more on that story coming up in Wolchuk's NFL News of the Day at 3 o'clock. Pat Beverly saying, I have to be better and I will. After incidents with a fan and then with the media as well in the locker room last night. Did not have a good night as the Bucks were eliminated by the Pacers. And he was in his feels a little bit. I tell you, you know, you're getting that negative energy momentum. It's got inertia to it. It's hard to break out of it. Next thing you know, you've made it worse. And I think that's kind of what happened for him last night. But, that's kind of par for the course. He's had an up and down career, tremendous competitor. I think, I think of the intense passion in which he competes and communicates with his teammates, and he is just all in to win. I do think it hurts a guy like him and Draymond Green just a little bit more when they're eliminated, and sometimes they do things that ultimately embarrass themselves, Brian.
Yeah, that's the problem is that, and it's always the post-game interview process, but hey, we want the raw emotion of it all. You want to be able to, when they close off the locker room and, get that cooling off period and all that, we've seen some things happen. We saw what happened with our quarterback there in Carolina after the Super Bowl, Cam Newton and his whole situation. So
it's tough to be composed in those big moments.
It is tough, man.
Maybe Pat's feeling like that was my last chance to win it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah you do.
He's an older gentleman at this point.
What's so sad is in professional sports is when you do this for 4, 5, 6 months in a row, and every night, and then all of a sudden it's just like you hit the wall at 200 miles an hour, and it's over. Yeah. It just stops.
Yeah.
And now you're like, and you just don't know where to pick yourself up, but you're tired, you're hurt, you're mad. You don't want to talk to anybody, but the media has to ask the questions. But you have to be a pro about it. You have to be a pro and answer the questions.
He'll be hearing from the league.
Yeah, and allow people to do their jobs. You know, well, there are going to be some questions that need to be answered, and, you know, do the best you can to handle that.
Apparently the troll heckled them with Cancun on three.
I know, as they were breaking the huddle,
and Pat did not appreciate that. So the next opportunity he got, he fired a ball at him pretty good. Twice. Yeah. First one hit a lady that was standing next to him, and then the second one came in hot.
Yeah. He was you would have thought that would have been the moment where you're like, okay, let me go ahead and calm down here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then he went ahead and took that energy right in there. He's like, I've embarrassed one woman tonight.
Okay.
Let's make it roll.
If you're a heckling fan, you have a chance with the pass that hurt you from Luka or Jokic. Which one would probably hurt you the most if they were throwing the ball at you?
Because of their accuracy. Well, Luka would be more accurate, but I think Jokic, if he got up and let that thing go, that might hurt.
I think it's a polar bear throwing a basketball at you.
Absolutely.
I would think that Jokic would hit me. It would just splatter my face.
He might just peg you with the ball.
Yeah, peg me with the ball. Yeah,
Mavs and Clippers tonight.
Things good over there?
Hey, I'm seeing pretty good today, man. That's right.
Well, Chuck, back from LASIK.
He's got the Seeger 2015 vision, dude.
Right now, I'm at 2015, and it's only getting better from here. Eventually, I'll be at 2020. Just one day after surgery, we're at 2015, baby.
How are your eyes feeling though?
A little dry. I'll probably reapply some drops after this, but this is awesome. Shout out to Brooks Eye Associates. I love you guys.
Yeah.
I thought the only way the Mavs could go into tonight's game is if they were taking it for granted, and everything they've said since winning game five just makes me feel like they're freaking locked in and focused, and they're not going to go like sleepwalk through game six and, you know, tempt fate. I think they're going to go out and finish this thing.
I do too, because especially in the two losses, particularly that first game, game one, just huge embarrassment, and then the amount of embarrassment that was lapped upon your shoulders for a good part of that other game that you ended up losing. They know how this can get out of hand on them pretty quickly here. So I think they're going to come out of the gates hot. They understand how important these starts are as well, because you blink your eyes and you're down 20 plus points in no time on these dudes. So I think they will come out. They'll come out hot and they'll come out rocking. It'll be great.
I mean, you need an extreme outlier shooting game to win. The kind of outlier shooting games that only happen like 1 out of 10. The Clippers got 2 out of 4. With some really bizarre falling shots, you know, shots that when I see them go up, I'm like, oh my goodness, we're playing such great defense. Look at that trash shot that dude just put up. That's like less than 20% success rate. And it was just like in the first quarter, it was like bucket, bucket, bucket. Then the Paul George one, it's like, dude, there's 15 points on the board that just should not be here.
Yeah. And on top of that, you're also banking on Luka playing, you know, being completely out of character and being a completely inefficient version of himself, which I don't imagine happens again.
That's the other factor, I guess, right? If Luka's knee is worse than what they've said so far, but if he's not in the injury report, that's Vegas that you're dorking around with. You can't do that.
Can it get worse than what it was the other night? He's sick and hurt, and he still finds a way to drop 35.
I swear it was the good start for him, and the good start, I think, helps him get through games.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, if all of a sudden he's knocking down shots and he's feeling it, it's when he misses the injuries, he seems to play slower, he's with the officials. I'm going to be watching that right out the jump tonight.
My only question, though, is this going to be another blowout? I mean, they've got on 30-point runs against this team 3 games in a row. I won't be surprised if you're up 20 at half and 40 at some point in the fourth quarter and this game's over. But I also think the Clippers are veterans. Yeah,
lips to God's ears.
I mean, they must feel like this might be our last chance. James Harden coming off a 7-point game, you know, he's going to want to light it up. So, you know, I could see this being very hard fought as well.
I tell you what, and there's a new little element that's into this game tonight is, and they're talking about it right on the NBA show right now, is Tyronn Lue's contract being up after next season, and is he in line for maybe the Lakers coaching job?
Looks like it's Tyronn Lue versus J.J. Redick.
So, I mean, are there some back-channeling things going on that our head coach of the Clippers is not exactly focused on the current job he has right now?
The old Dan Quinn special.
The Dan Quinn special, yeah. A big playoff moment. Maybe I'm not quite focused on what I'm going on. By the way, somebody at the Cowboys is going to text me and tell me I'm an idiot for saying that.
Well, I led the witness on that one.
You did lead the witness on that. And you drew me right into the fire.
I know. It was fantastic. Yeah. I thought you were going to pull back a little bit.
No, I know how you feel about that.
DQ bleeped us a little bit. They played badly.
I mean, seriously, the defense was awful in that game.
It was. I think the sabermetric that has me most confident about a Mavs victory tonight is Twolo Evan 4_4s going to the Mavs game tonight. They happen to be 5-0 in the playoffs when he's there, dating there back go. To 2022.
Ooh, I like to somebody get this man season playoff tickets. That's incredible work you're doing there, Evan.
Yeah, let him go on the road with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Take this fool up to OKC next week.
Okay, but by far I'm feeling a lot better about the Mavs than Stars. You know, I think the Stars are going to do it. I think we're going to need a game 7, Brian.
All right, if you had to flip on one, which one are you going to flip on?
Which one would I flip on?
Yeah.
If I was, one of these games I'm flipping tonight, I would flip Stars victory.
Okay.
I mean, that's 3 in a row now. I mean, they did lose 8 out of 10, you know, but if I had to flip on one of my picks for tonight, then yes, I'd flip positive for Dallas. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you guys thinking about the Stars?
Fox apparently.
That'd be 4 in a row, right?
For the Stars.
It would be 4 in a row.
Yeah. 4 in a row. Yeah, yeah, they lost the first two. This
yeah,
be the
got
four
down 2-0.
Wow.
Fox apparently might be available tonight, according to Pete DeBoer. They won't have Marchman. I think that Aiden Hill was kind of their last chance to maybe try something creative. Yeah. He allowed 2 goals early in that one, then kind of settled. And you finally got your big-time save from Otter. On that breakaway from Stevenson, Otter's able to kick out that right pad, say, not today. I think the Stars are playing with a ton of confidence. I'm with you. I think between the two teams, Vegas is going to give you every last bit that they've got. I could see eventually the Mavs pulling away from the Clippers and you have a 20-point victory by the end of it. I think this one's going to be a nail-biter all the way till the final horn between the Stars and Golden Knights. But I really do feel like both squads could come away with Game 6 wins tonight. The Stars right now are just definitely the superior team. Vegas will always keep it close, but I think the Stars are playing with supreme confidence right now.
The thing with Aiden Hill, though, they did. They played their last card there. And the only thing that's helping them is the memory of him winning a Stanley Cup last year. If they want to, like, go back and show a collage of, this is what we were, boys, you know, and showing him making saves, because that's the only thing they got left.
Memory lane's a dead-end street.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's from the philosopher R.J. Choppy. I heard that this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the series has been tight. You know, if I'm Vegas, I'm feeling like no matter who's in goal, every game has been decided by one or one plus an empty netter.
Yeah, but they've got one really great offensive player. Who else? I mean, all the other goals and stuff have been like, you know, redirects, tip-ins, stuff like that.
Right place, right time.
Yeah, other than Jack Eichel, who is the one player that just has got you just fearful right now?
Well, I mean, and that being said, it's the save from Otter. It's an overtime goal from Wyatt Johnson in game 3. Like, single plays have shifted this thing to advantage Stars, but I'm not overconfident in any way. I could still see the Stars not advancing.
I think you could absolutely be right. I think that the Stars have more offensive firepower than Vegas does.
They certainly do.
And if your goalie's playing to where he's making those the kick saves and things like that, and keeping you from going into overtime, you know, sign me up for that. But give me the team that has the potential to. You've cracked their ability to play defense against you. They're going to hammer you. They're going to play a very physical style. They've weathered all that. You know, they've got better skaters. They've got one guy that can score. You've got plenty of guys that can score.
Yeah, talented team. And if you get past Vegas here, it might get easier. The rest
Colorado.
Of the way out. This is
a gauntlet. It's a gauntlet. The Stanley Cup. That's why Stanley Cup's the hardest trophy to win, man. It really is.
Yeah, this has been like, so who had the stat this morning, the morning news? Dallas has scored 14 goals, Vegas 13. Dallas has 116 shots on 5-on-5, Vegas 113. Like, it is razor thin. It's like a 1-2 conference final series is what this has been more like. Chief pointing out yesterday, Ottinger has stopped all 55 shots he has faced
there
in the
go.
Third period. And overtime.
That's
in this
all
series.
You need
that's
to just, know right there.
That's incredible. The sports books, by the way, do not like the Golden Knights' chances at all right now. They're plus 380 if you want to bet on them to get it done. It's just unbelievably awesome. One of the most satisfying feeling in sports is when you go down 2-0 and you're like, oh, I guess it's just not our year. Luck of the draw. All the Stars fans were saying, that dang Vegas, that's not a real 8 seed. This is BS. And then you come back and start putting things together. You ultimately win that series and keep your postseason dreams alive. It's like, you know, won the lottery. Huge penalty by Pietrangelo, I think, in game 5 was, you know, setting up the Jason Robertson game winner. I think that is one thing I look at tonight. Who can set the tone, be aggressive, but stay disciplined? And his were bad. You know, I mean, just...
Well, I mean, and it was one of those series where coming into game five, it was the Stars had the least amount of penalty minutes, and then the third least was Vegas. Yeah. There was not a lot of power play opportunities for either team, and then you saw, I think, each had one in, like, the opening 10 minutes of the game. Yeah. Stars able to capitalize. Then, of course, you mentioned there with the Petrangelo penalty, but that's also one where he turns around and just backhands Sagan in the face.
What are we doing?
Like, that's not a major? I mean, I get it. It's hockey, right? We're letting
these guys fight. If you hit him with the elbow,
we can backhand. Yeah. That's fine. You can B-slap him.
Just can't elbow.
We always see, like, the glove rake in the face.
Holy hell.
You know?
Yeah, right. But that's still different than, like, a full-on backhand to the face of somebody, which is pretty damn violent.
It is. It's very violent.
I mean,
pretty
you can
killer.
Knock somebody out in the UFC. We've seen plenty of knockouts like that.
Spinning back fist.
Yeah. Oh,
dude. I think one of the coolest
strikes. Brad Hefton.
In all of martial arts. If you can land one, it's great, but it's not worth losing a game.
I think the one where they go across the ring at the opening bell and kick the guy, I think that's the best one. One guy that comes flying across and just
Masvidal on Ben Askren.
Yeah, just right in the face and you're down.
817, Gavin, it wasn't just Stars fans saying it was over. It was a lot of my radio friends saying it was over as well. You're right about that. I thought it was over after game one.
I'm raising my hand. After the first two, I was like, I don't know how they're going to be able to beat Vegas four times because they outplayed them in game two. Vegas found a way to win. The Stars have done an absolutely fantastic job, man. They have been the better team, and hopefully they're able to lock it up tonight.
Let's go Stars and Mavs. Rangers pregame coming up at 6. FC Dallas in action this week, and of course, the Wings in preseason against Caitlin Clark this evening. The pressing questions for NFL teams following the draft, then your G-bag of the day next in the nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 7.5 minutes. Pressing questions for NFL teams following the draft. Segment of the G-Bag Nation here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consult. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Now here's Zach Wolchuk with these pressing questions.
Thank you very much. This is courtesy of The Ringer, as I just re-lubricated the eyes over
here. I don't know if it reflects this on the fan cam, but doesn't it look like Wolchuk just did like the ultimate wake and bake situation? If you just looked at his eyeballs, there's just like a puffy nature to them. They're just kind of like glossy. There's a sleepiness to them.
Yeah.
But also an inner giddiness because he knows it's a double clincher Friday night in the Metroplex.
Super giddy. I also had no idea that 2015 was better than 2020. I know I'm not like the smartest person ever.
Well, you have dyspraxia, so this makes sense. Yes. Of course you would read that backwards and think it's not what it is.
But 2015 is where I'm at now, so I think we're in good shape.
Quit living in the past, brother.
Let's go.
Present.
All right, the first one that the Ringer brings up is a little bit rude. Just how old is Jerry Jones was the question. And ooh. I think they're alluding to...
We could Google that, couldn't we?
81,
he's 81.
Right? 81.
They're alluding to the all-in nature.
This is his Terrell Owens year?
Yeah, it is. It's his T.O. year. They're alluding... Yeah, so like he was all in, but then the Cowboys haven't really acted like they were all in. So a big question mark will be, is Jerry actually all out? Are they about to go on the final season of Dak? Let's one last ride this thing with Ezekiel Elliott. Or do you end up getting contract extensions done with their quarterback, with CeeDee Lamb? Does Micah Parsons find himself with a new deal? So basically how the Cowboys end up maneuvering around these contracts is the big question when it comes to Dallas.
Yeah, you know, they're going to keep their main superstar players. You know, that's their core TV stars. And they will, you know, rebuild through the draft over the next 2 to 3 years and plan on being good again probably in the late 2020s. You know, that was the life cycle in 10, 11, and 12, 13. They never really talked about the fact that they were rebuilding, but they were. And, you know, that group of scouts and front office guys made some great decisions in the draft that allowed them to emerge really, really strong with that great offensive line. And hopefully we're now 2 years into that as well.
The next question is, will a big-name wide receiver get traded before the start of the season? Because we've heard a lot when it comes to Stephon Diggs already being traded. Keenan Allen got traded. And now could maybe the 49ers deal a Brandon Ayuk, a Deebo Samuel, a T. Higgins from Cincinnati? There's a lot of names out there right now that possibly could get moved. And if a team didn't necessarily satisfy that need in the draft... I know Pittsburgh's a team, of course, that still feels, even though they drafted Roman Wilson, but they've been reaching out when it comes to maybe still acquiring a big-name receiver. So have we seen the end of the number one wide receivers being traded and switching jerseys? That could be fun.
I don't think so. You know, it's a hot trend. I don't exactly understand why, you know, but, you know, receivers are getting paid, and then teams are deciding, boy, this is a really big hit on our cap, and unless it fits our championship picture right now, we're moving on. I mean, even the Chiefs moved on in the middle of a dynasty from their best wide receiver, which is just crazy. That never happens. But yes, it's a new trend. It's an important part of team building in one way or another right now. I was just trying to think for the Cowboys, like, what would you get for CeeDee Lamb if you did consider that? Could you get anything good for Brandon Cooks 5-6 weeks into the season if things aren't going well for you?
That's interesting.
John Lynch said he wasn't trading his guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I don't know.
Which is how you should approach it, even if you are.
The team, the time has passed.
Well, I mean, he gave you an opportunity. He just probably didn't like the deals that he was getting. So, yeah. But I think you could circle back with him during the season. Probably,
especially if they're looking like, oh, Ricky Pearsall's looking really good in these mini camps. You know,
I thought they drafted Ricky Pearsall they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, they were teammates at Arizona State before Ricky Pearsall transferred. So they do have a good relationship with each other. My gosh, I don't know if we've really spent enough time talking about just how bad of an owner David Tepper is in Carolina. But number three is just how sad is this situation going to get in Carolina. Apparently, we know about Frank Reich being fired after a 1-10 start last season. So you had that, and then a month later, you have David Tepper throwing a drink at a Jags fan during a game. Then you have them finishing with the worst record in the league, and they drafted Bryce Young last year, and they had traded their pick to the Bears, in which case they could have drafted Caleb Williams this year.
Ouch.
Then you have the Brian Burns trade to the Giants for a second and a fifth when they could have gotten a first if they had have done it during the season. Then a week before the draft, Tepper, we get a report that he often sifts through data to critique his coach's play calling, which played a part in the team passing on Bill Belichick as its head coach and instead opting for former Bucs offensive coordinator Dave Canales.
Well, that was probably good on his part. You know,
that could be.
But you want to use that in the hiring process, not the day-to-day check-ins with people that have spent a half century in football. You know, that's just that's bad personnel management. Let them cook or fire them.
Then you have hours before the start of the first round of the draft. Tepper goes to a local Charlotte restaurant after he sees a sign out front of the restaurant that reads, quote, "Please let the coach and GM pick this year," end quote. Charlotte Television gets video footage from the restaurant that shows Tepper going in, ripping off an employee's hat off of his head at the start of what could only have been a very awkward and aggressive conversation between him and the management of the restaurant.
Knowing that, it's kind of disappointing the NFL is not moving, because that's just bad for the league.
Like, this isn't good. We've got a crazy, wild owner that's not very good in Carolina. We got to get him the hell out of here. And outside of drafting Xavier Legette, I don't think there's been any positives in Carolina over the last 12 months.
No. And they had a terrible owner before that, Jerry Richardson, who was ousted out of the league. Then they replaced him with another bleep hole.
My gosh. Other questions. How soon will we get C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love considered in the top tier of NFL quarterbacks?
Yes.
And who will survive the New York Jets' last stand? Will you finally get a healthy Aaron Rodgers?
Fascinating questions indeed. Thank you, Woolchuck. And we'll have more NFL stuff coming up at 3 o'clock. Krusty's Corner will hit you at 2:40. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Check, check, mic, check. Yeah. All right, let's see what we got right here. Our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far comes from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, home of the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore. Announcer and former pitcher Jim Palmer rips right into the home plate umpire, wants to send this man out the pasture.
Henderson coming off a leadoff home run yesterday in an 0-2 hole quickly. Cortez drops the arm angle down, and here you go. C.B. Buckner strike zone, full effect.
Well, you know, you kind of wonder how bad he's going to be, and he's shown us already in the first inning. This ball's a grounder. And, you know, all you want is a guy that understands what the strike zone. That's on the ground.
That's all you want.
That's all you want.
Shouldn't be umpiring, and he is. And they know it. Been around a long time doesn't mean you know, it's kind of like pitching. You know, when I couldn't get people out, I became a broadcaster.
So CB will be joining us at the booth tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, you are what you are.
Oh, I love this guy.
Hey.
Want to know for Adley Rutschman. On the corner from Cortez.
And it makes it difficult whether you're pitching or hitting when you don't know what the strike zone is.
Tell him. That's so good, dude. I never knew Jim Palmer was my favorite pitcher ever.
My man said, you are what you are.
You are what you are.
And you was what you was before you got here, player.
Heck yes.
Friday, baby.
Woo!
Friday. Week went by fast, didn't it?
It did.
It flew by. Flew by. Careful out here. What else we got? Oh, I got some beef. We got beef for you. Sean and RJ, the RJ and Chop Show. Which one of these fools is Chop? You can hear the frustration just oozing off of Sean Sharif right here.
Nice.
They were arguing. Well, he was trying to have a conversation, Sean was, about if Paul George is a Hall of Famer or not.
Oh, my gosh. I heard this driving into the eye doctor yesterday.
I'm going to ask, in your mind, Paul George a Hall of Famer?
I mean, it's the NBA, yes.
Yeah, based on the
That's
past.
Not what I...
Yeah.
I just prefaced everything so that you all didn't answer it that way.
I just said
no. No, he's not.
No, listen.
That again.
Again. Is he, in your mind, a Hall of Famer? That's why I prefaced it.
No.
Yeah, again, yes, because you have to take that into account. You can't separate.
Yes, you can.
You can.
You can say, you can. That's our Eli Manning argument.
Choosing violence.
You just weren't listening to it, and then you're trying to cover it.
No. The standard for the
Do you think Paul George is a Hall of Famer in your mind? Ralph James Choppy is a sports fan.
Because the standard of basketball Hall of Fame has been set.
Oh, my God.
Listen. And the Eli Manning standard has not been set. Because Jim Plunkett's not in the Hall of Fame. And he's got a two-time.
Do you think Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer?
No. But the Pro Football Hall of Fame standard is different, and it's been set.
Okay, so fine. So for the rest of the time when we have this NBA discussion, you can never say that guy doesn't deserve to get in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And
what?
I don't say that. And I've never said he doesn't deserve it. Like, Chris Webber is not he.
So you don't think we can have a discussion about whether a guy deserves to be in? You're just going to say he's going to get in, so he is a Hall of Famer in your mind.
Right.
You can't say to yourself, that guy's not trash.
You're completely missing what I'm trying to say. Clearly.
A little bit later, Chop goes, oh, what I think. Oh, well, then no. Dude, it's so great.
Yeah.
God, I love him.
What's we got for you boys right here? Oh, a little shooting happened down there in Alabama.
Uh-oh.
I think this is what it's called. Dothan? Dothan, Alabama?
Dolphin.
Dolphin?
Yes.
All right, you heard of that one.
D-A-U. And that starts out D-A-U.
Yeah, D-A-U. Dolphin? Okay.
Yeah, Dolphin,
Alabama. Let's go to WTY News here. News 4. A witness to a shooting. I don't know why they talked to her, but they did.
Customer enjoys time with her family.
The hell is that? Hold on.
What you witness is what?
Okay, so boom. I'm outside. I was waiting on my mama, and I'm just walking, you know, minding my business. Then somebody called me. They're like, hey, you see them fighting over there? So I lean to the side. I'm leaning, trying to see, because I stay ducked off. So then I see some people throwing hands. I'm like, what's going on? But I couldn't tell who it was, so I minded my business. And that's your best bet to do in situations like this is mind your business.
Obviously, ended up resulting in somebody getting shot. You know, did you hear the gunfire? If so, take me through that moment.
So I'm walking to the car, and I got my baby with me. We already heard a few gunshot rounds, but I ain't think nothing of it.
Oh.
Nobody didn't hear no screaming. So I'm getting to the car. I hear fire, 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 at least by 7 rounds. So I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, I'm dodging, I'm ducking, doing little Kim, trying to get my baby in the car, and I throw my baby in the back seat, and we just sped off.
Jeez.
He kept asking her questions too. All right, so what else happened there? Come on, bro. Come on, bro. She said she did a little Kim dance. That hold on, there we go again.
That's
pretty
good.
Wild.
That's awesome.
Alabama's a crazy place, man. Cause didn't they see the leprechaun in Alabama?
Yes.
Who all seen the leprechaun? Say yeah.
It's in the trees.
All
the
of
tree.
Them lying. All every them. Last one of them fools them, right yeah. there lying. Yeah. And then a compository sketch. Come on, fam. Alabama, what's going on down there, dog? That's where Charles is from, too. All right, man, that's it. I got another one. Well, yeah, okay. I guess I can do this one.
All righty.
I guess I can do this one. I think I need that wool chuck stuff, LASIK.
Hey, we can make a plan.
Former pitcher Eric Hosmer has a story about Ha Song Kim and all the smoking he does.
I tell the story with Kim. I tell, a lot of the Korean and the Japanese players to calm the nerves, they smoke cigarettes. Oh. So Kim, his first year, crushing cigarettes. Hey, you go to use the bathroom down the clubhouse, and Kim's just boom, boom, boom. Like, God, about it.
Stress.
Yeah. Stress it. So year two, he comes back to spring training, right? He comes back to spring training, and he goes, hey, bro, me? No more cigarette.
No more cigarette. We're like, oh, okay, good. Hey,
we go the whole spring. Good. Second day of the season, 6 at bats in. We walk by, Kim's out there. We go, hey, you said you're done. He goes, mucho stress.
yeah.
Mucho stress is how he said it.
Yeah. That's a thing you quit many times along the way, don't you?
Yeah, from my experience.
Is it our champ, the Baltimore Orioles analyst Jim Palmer, ripping the umpiring? Is it Sean and RJ with the Paul George fight? Is he a Hall of Famer or not?
I'm Who watches sure. more basketball? That's the real question.
Ooh, it's a good question. I would probably say Sean still. Yeah, shooting in Bama? Or Eric Hosmer on Ha Sung Kim smoking heaters. I was thinking a big league clubhouse is one of the few like professional environments where I've still smelt the smell of cigarettes being smoked recently. You know, and I was back in the Ron Washington days, but and apparently not that uncommon. You know, if Jim Leland, remember him sneaking heaters?
He get around the tunnel.
Yeah. I mean, baseball does lend itself to smoking. I don't know if you even have to be in cardio shape to do it. I'm going to vote for the Eric Hosmer story, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the Alabama shooting situation.
Lucius?
Jim Palmer.
We're tied at 1, Woolchuck.
All about you.
Jim Palmer.
Brian?
Sweet Home.
Oh, we're tied at 2? Okay, we're tied at two. Jump on to X at GBag Nation, where you can vote on an Instapoll. Please follow us when you get there. Not only at GBag Nation, but you'll find all of our Twitter handles in the bio there. Who is your G-Bag of the Day? We'll run a quick poll, and we'll be back with Brian Broaddus in Crusty's Corner. Where are you taking this, buddy?
Yeah, I got a couple of things for you. I got a little Kentucky Derby news, and I'm also going to tell you, did your team really improve? We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Congrats to Jim Palmer, now a three-time G-Bag of the Day champion. And it's time now for Crusty's Corner. With Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Before I get into my football stuff, tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Are we all interested in the Kentucky
Derby? Absolutely.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports.
I got in the mix here. I know you won our Masters pool for Odyssey, but yeah, we got the Derby pool. Did you get in the mix?
I'm about to get in the mix.
Oh, I just got in the mix, and I wonder if we've got the same ponies here that we're predicting.
I will predict right now. I'm going to give you just some real quick little things if you're making these picks. The favorite is a horse named Fierceness. And John Velasquez is in the irons, the jockey. He's coming out of the 17 spot. That's a 5-2 favorite. There's never been a horse to win a derby out of the 17 hole.
It's a long way to go to get up.
That's
front.
A long trip around. This horse, though, has got speed. When you look at the training, what it's been able to do, it's had some off and on good days. It's one of those horses that, like, it will either finish first or you'll find it finishing seventh. But it's the favorite in this field right now. It's in five starts. It's got three wins and then one third place finish. The other ones, they had a seventh at Belmont that was kind of out of character for the horse.
Interesting.
But, yeah, that as a favor, and the speed on this horse is 36.9 miles per hour in the training that we just had. So you got to pay attention to some of the practices. Usually these horses will train 7 days before, and then you look at the speeds and stuff like that. If I had to, if you're betting on a position to win the Derby from, the 7 hole is the place you want to be. Honor Marie is there at 20-1. Now,
yeah,
maybe you're in a situation too with Honor Marie at 20-1. If you're putting tickets together,
yeah,
that maybe at that you just want to put
$100 on Honor Marie.
Yeah, there you go. 7 wins out of that post position 7. So that's the most that we've seen. So post 7. Honor Marie, 20-1. By the way, Honor Marie has two wins this year, 5 starts, both of them at Churchill Downs. So horses race to other places, but the 2 wins it has this year at Churchill Downs.
Are women horses just as fast as men horses? Is there any difference?
You know what?
Bit of a sexist question.
It's
just the awareness is.
No, I think difference. That they would say that the strength of the horse. Huh. The male and female horses, though, I've seen female horses that are strong horses, but don't finish well.
Hmm.
You know, so that's kind of I don't always bet that line of thinking. I'm one of these guys because I do the scouting stuff, like the rear end of the horse. You know, if I could see if
with like those childbearing hips,
yeah. If the wider the horse in the back, the more I'm thinking power there and all that. Hmm. So. But, I always tend to bet on the male horses more than I do the female horses. So we've had some female horses.
We've had some great female champions.
We have. We absolutely have.
I was trying to think of, like, places in the animal kingdom where it's a fair fight, you know, or a fair race. And I don't know how many there are, Brian. But horses obviously won.
Horses are one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What percent, like, is it 90% horse, 10% jockey in terms of, like, why you win? Or is it 100%? Like, how much does the jockey have to actually do with
the
this?
Jockeys do matter in these things. The horse, of course, is the most important thing.
Would you say 75% horse, 25% jockey?
I would say the jockey's probably more in the line of maybe 35-40%.
Wow. Ooh, okay. All right.
Just because you get sometimes jockeys have, and it's about running, it's about the ability to run to space and your ability, like when these trips, when they go, these jockeys have the ability to move the horse and keep him or her in certain spots. And then they see the space start to develop. And then, okay, I've got to get to the rail. Or, oh, I've got to run the middle of the track. or if I take this thing outside, there's going to be some problems. So as a jockey, though, you do have to be able to navigate the trip. And it makes a difference. The horse is going to run wherever you tell the horse to run. So the jockeys are important that way.
Average jockey weighs between 108 and 118 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we're at.
That's amazing.
Just another one. The fastest horse in training so far is out of the four hole, Catching Freedom. That's an 8-to-1 odds. 5 starts, 3 first, no seconds, and a third. It also has 1 win at Churchill Downs. So here's my 3 that I'm going to give you. Catching Freedom, the 4 horse, 7 Honor Marie, and 8 Just a Touch. Those are my 3 horses.
Touch too much.
Yeah, so Catching Freedom, Honor Marie, and Just a Touch. That's the 4, the touch. 7, and the 8 are my horses for the Derby tomorrow. So good luck if you're wagering on that. We're not encouraging wagering, but we're saying if you...
Oh, man, it's so fun, though.
If you wager, yeah, good luck with that.
Some of my most fun days have been at the horse track.
There you go.
I'm not good at it like you, calling them, but I love going, the action, the whole deal, the pageantry, excitement when they make that final turn.
One of my favorite things we ever did, we were out in Lone Star Park, and it was with Jeff Cavanaugh and Kevin Turner.
I was there that night, yeah.
Yeah. And I handed him the money.
Oh, dude, you were killing it.
Kevin.
Is that the night you made it rain on everybody?
You've been making it rain some more.
Jeff went and parked the car, and he was late getting back, and I put a bet down, and I handed him like $60. He goes, "What's this for?" And I said, "We just won the first race today."
Hell yeah.
But so I've got friends in Lexington and that area that are, and a couple friends right now are at the Oaks. That's the Friday. If you ever go to the Kentucky Derby, make sure you hit the Oaks on Friday, and then if you can hit the Derby on Saturday, it's well worth your time. Okay, couple of teams. Did your team improve? Do you feel like your team improved, the Dallas Cowboys? Do you feel like they improved overall?
Yes.
Probably.
Well, the 33rd team doesn't think you improved overall.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, the teams that they say that improved, and matter of fact, I'm doing this because a couple of them are in your division. Oh. The 33rd team of a bunch of failed scouts and general managers said, yes, I threw that in there because they didn't think the Cowboys improved. But
washed up.
Yeah, the Washington, they say the Washington Commanders were a team. They say like the Arizona Cardinals, the Washington Commanders had a bevy of top 100 picks.
Sure did.
Making their job easier. Taking Jaden Daniels at 2 will either be a tremendous or they'll be left wondering what they made the right decision if the LSU star doesn't play. Outplay the quarterback taken behind him. However, he's an upgrade on what the team has had in quite a time. Adding 3 second-rounders and 2 third-rounders should pay off quickly, although it remains to be seen whether Washington erred by passing on offensive tackle in the second round. And third-round selection, Brandon Coleman is expected at position. The 2023 fourth round, Brendan Daniels can also compete for that role. So they feel like with all those top 100 picks, that they were able to improve. Did you like their draft? Did you like the Commanders' draft?
I liked a lot of their picks. I thought they did improve. They hit some picks that I thought, man, those are good, right? Like the Sanders still pick, the Michigan corner. I thought Coleman from TCU could be solid as well.
The next one they said is the New York Giants improved. He says, while the Giants rolled the dice by passing on quarterback J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, and Bo Nix, their roster is better today. Adding Malik Nabers changes the ceiling for a unit that ranked last in plays of 20 or more yards in 2022 and in the bottom in the last 3 years. But the New York added tight end Theo Johnson and Tyrone Tracy to its offense. What did you think about Tyrone Tracy from Purdue?
Yeah, he's a fun player. Converted wide receiver to running back. I liked him. As we were talking on day 3, maybe some options for the Cowboys. So I thought he could be a name that maybe they could end up being interested in.
They close out here by saying the defense might have received an even bigger boost when it's impressive considering they allocated only 3 picks to the unit. Tyler Newbin, the safety that we talked about. I know you had the Washington safety as Washington State safety.
Yeah, I had Bullard from Georgia and then Jaden Hicks, the Washington State safety higher.
And
than
I had Newbin from
Newbin's good.
Newbin from Minnesota. But Newbin is an elite ball hawk. It's a single high safety, mitigating the loss of Xavier McKinney and giving the unit more flexibility. He's joined him by the fluid and speedy corner, Andrew Phillips from Kentucky. So the two teams in your division, the 33rd team feels like that the Commanders and the Giants improved, and so game on, as they say.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to more NFL content coming up from Woolchuck next. NFL News of the Day, where are you taking us, brother?
The Mahomes guarantee. We got some wide receiver signings, and when you think it's over.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.